New Zealand's anger over the deportation of its citizens from Australia could soon intensify, with the federal government set to introduce even tighter visa requirements. It wants the right to cancel a visa of anyone who commits an offence that attracts a two-year jail sentence, even if that sentence isn't imposed. Isabel Rowe reports.
Every week, migration agent Erina Morunga meets another New Zealander being threatened with deportation from Australia.
I spoke to one guy yesterday. I've been here since he was 9 months old. When I said, you know, you're a New Zealand citizen, go back to New Zealand, he said no. I'm an Australian.
It's an increasingly common situation for migrants. In 2014, visa holders who had been sentenced to 12 months jail had their visas automatically cancelled. In a push to tighten the laws even more, the federal government is now hoping to cancel visas based on a potential jail sentence. Immigration researcher Henry Sherrill.
People will now fail the character test if this bill passes, if they're guilty of a designated offence, which is punishable by at least 2 years jail. But they don't need to be sentenced to 2 years jail. They just need to commit a crime where the maximum punishment is 2 years.
The change would be retrospective. Henry Sherrill, a former Labor Party advisor, explains visa holders who have previously passed the character test may find they no longer meet requirements under the new law.
Anyone who holds a visa who's a non-citizen, this is an automatic provision. They won't be automatically deported, but they will fail the character test. And then the department or the minister will have a discretionary power to cancel their visa if they see fit.
Migration agents say the existing mandatory visa cancellation laws affect New Zealanders disproportionately. While Kiwis are allowed to stay indefinitely in Australia, their visa is still classed as temporary. About 1,600 New Zealand citizens have been sent back across the ditch since 2014, their visas revoked due to criminal offences in their past. Erina Morunga thinks it's unfair.
I deal with a lot of potential clients who are worried about that they've been living in Australia for many years, they have had past convictions, they've not been on the wrong side of the law for even decades, but they're really worried about what they should do now.
Immigration Minister David Coleman makes no apologies for trying to tighten the laws even further.
Under this legislation, they will objectively fail the character test, and that's the case regardless of when they committed the offence, as it is with other parts of this Act.
If this is someone, though, who has lived in Australia all of their life, perhaps they committed this offence 20, 30 years ago, are you going to go back through records of these people and determine whether they should still have their visa?
Well, under the Migration Act already, people can have their visas cancelled for offences regardless of when those offences were committed. And I mean, the reality is what matters is the offence. And we are talking about very serious offences here.
The bill is said to further push the friendship between New Zealand and Australia. During a visit, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern condemned Australia's current policy.
We have seen cases where there is also almost no connection of an individual to New Zealand who had been deported. I consider that to be a corrosive part of that policy.
But Minister David Coleman says Kiwis are being treated the same as every other visa holder.
If they're from New Zealand or France or the UK or anywhere, obviously laws should apply equally to people, no matter what country they're from.
The bill has been referred to a Senate committee, which is due to report back in September.
Isabel Rowe reports.